College English Test Band 4 Part 2 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In this section, you'll hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
News Report 1. Police have reported a man being bitten by a 4-foot snake when he lifted his toilet seat on Sunday morning. The snake was not poisonous, so the man did not have to go to the hospital, but his arm was medically treated at the scene. The police officer interviewed told news reporters the snake didn't belong to the man,and it was unclear how it got into the apartment. The snake was eventually captured by the local animal handlers and taken to an animal hospital afterward. It was being treated for an outer skin infection. It was unclear who the owner was. The snake may be taken to a local zoo for care if the owner does not come forward. Over the years, other creatures like frogs and fish have found their way into toilets.But this was the first instance of a snake in recent years.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What do we learn from the police report? Question 2.What does the report say was still unclear? News Report 2. Every week since last April, Andrea Belcher has been doing something slightly unusual and amusing when she takes out her trash.It all started off when a movie star shared a photo of herself putting her trash bins out in a ball gown. This inspired Andrea to get dressed up to take out the trash. She was too embarrassed to do it during the day, so one dark evening, she put on her black off-the-shoulder gown and put her trash bin out. Her daughter filmed it, and the whole family laughed, but it seemed to go down well.The following weeks, she found other outfits in her dressing-up box and dressed up as different characters and famous people, sharing her exploits on social media. Before long, people started offering up their own fancy dresses for her to wear. And, before she knew it, she had done 20 weeks. Explaining why she has kept up the videos, Andrea explained how nice it was to have a little bit of fun and craziness that made people smile.Besides, it also helps to remind people in the community to put out their trash bins each week.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What has Andrea Belcher been doing since last April? Question 4. Why has Andrea Belcher kept up her videos? News Report 3. No money, but still hungry? No problem.Welcome to Frank's Restaurant, where customers are paying for meals and leaving receipts on a board. Anyone who is hungry and wants something to eat can take one, no questions asked, and hand it to the staff for some food. The idea for the board of free meals started after a donor came in with $100 for each member of its staff. After two staffers returned their share, there was $700 left over, according to Tara Morris.The owner of the restaurant, so they decided to do something more by creating the board. The board of free meals inside the restaurant shows a host of potential meals already paid for by customers, each costing about $10. The board has messages of kindness, like, if you want more kindness in the world, put it here. The drive has been going on for 2 weeks, and Morris said just under 50 customers have picked up a free meal. There have been no reports of anyone taking advantage of the situation. In fact, there are a lot more people giving tickets than receiving. It seems people want to help and are driven by helping others.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What can people do at Frank's restaurant? Question 6. What does the owner of the restaurant say about the idea for the board of free meals? Question 7. What has happened at Frank's restaurant since the board of free meals was created?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Welcome to our program, Friends and Relationships. Our guest today is psychologist Steve Pinker from McGill University.
Glad to be here, Jane.
Hi, Steve. Our question today is why friends suddenly disappear. They may block us on their social media accounts and stop responding to our emails. They simply vanish without a trace.
The answer may lie in childhood. The way the person related to their mum and dad. It's related to their attachment styles.
Attachment styles?
Yeah, there are two different attachment styles, an anxious attachment style and an avoidant attachment style. When there is a relationship breakdown with their parents, children with an anxious attachment style scream and cry to get their parents to come back. But other children simply shut down and try to deal with their emotions by ignoring the situation. And these attachment styles carry on into adulthood.
Does avoidance reduce their stress levels?
Not really. Their stress levels are actually the same as those experienced by the children who yell and scream.
And I assume both might be termed insecure.
Exactly. And it's a very insecure attachment.
How does an insecure attachment affect relationships between friends, co-workers, and romantic relationships?
It's the same as conflicts. So, if you have a disagreement with a securely attached person, they're not going to panic. They're able to hear what the other person is saying and express their own feelings and thoughts effectively. However, an insecurely attached person won't. They might either attack you, get defensive, or just disappear from your life. To them, a difference, no matter how small in your eyes, signals the end of the relationship.
That explains why they suddenly disappear.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What do we learn about the man? Question 9. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question 10. How do children with an anxious attachment style react to a breakdown in their relationship with parents? Question 11. What does the man say about insecurely attached people?
Conversation 2.
I hear you're going to Japan soon.
Yes, that's right.
Could I ask you a favor?
Sure, what is it?
I was wondering if you could get me some jeans while you're there. I'll pay you back, of course.
A pair of jeans? Okay, I don't see why not. But what's wrong with jeans here?
Well, I just love good jeans, and Japan happens to make the best in the world. My friend brought me a pair from there 5 years ago, and they still look new.
Really? I had no idea Japan made jeans. I would have thought America made the best jeans, because it's a typical American garment.
Yeah, I thought so too. But it turns out Japan still has some very old mills with the traditional weaving tools used to make jeans the original way. It's a slower process of making clothing, but the end result is surely superior. Also, the fabric they use is of a higher quality, and the dyes are natural. They have a denser weave and are more durable than any other jeans in the world.
That sounds cool. What size do you want, and how much are they?
I have a 34 waist and size 30 or 32 in length. Either is fine. They should be around $500, but make double certain they are made in Japan.
$500? Boy, that's expensive. Do you typically spend that much on a pair of casual trousers?
They are a little pricey, yes, but they are very special. Bear in mind they will last me several years, and they are very fashionable too. I think they're totally worth it.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What makes the man choose to buy jeans made in Japan? Question 13. Why is the woman puzzled by the man's request? Question 14. What does the man say about the dyes of Japanese jeans? Question 15. What does the man say about Japanese jeans at the end of the conversation? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Every time I walk out of a superhero movie, I feel the same way. I experience a sense of longing, realizing that there should be more in life. The desire for adventure is a human one. Superhero films capture this desire perfectly. The plot of each superhero film has become relatively predictable. The world is in peril. The world needs a hero. The hero is in peril. The hero resolves the peril. The hero saves the world. Each film has an attractive lead. Several expensive explosions, a few jokes to lighten the mood, and numerous punches that land unrealistically well. Even though we basically know what will happen, we keep coming back for more. The elites of our society have rejected superhero films. They say the films lack any form of artistry. These movies are criticized as being too simple, but they give the fans what they want, entertainment. No matter the form in which they reveal themselves, hero stories will always be present in life. It's not just about being entertained, but also being inspired. One author has mentioned that women desire to play an irreplaceable role in a great adventure. Most young women want to be a part of something grand, something important. It seems clear that this principle applies to men as well. So next time you see your favorite superhero film, be entertained, but also be inspired. Let that small longing you feel motivate you to make a difference.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. How does the speaker feel every time he walks out of a superhero movie? Question 17. What does the passage say about the plot of all superhero movies? Question 18. What do the elites of American society think of superhero movies? Passage 2. Telling stories is one of the most powerful means leaders have to influence, teach, and inspire. Storytelling forges connections among people. When it comes to our countries, our communities, and our families, we understand instinctively that the stories we hold in common are an important part of the ties that bind. This understanding also holds true in the business world, where an organization's stories and the stories its leaders tell help solidify relationships in a way that factual statements don't. Good stories do more than create a sense of connection. They build familiarity and trust. They allow the listener to enter the story, making them more open to learning. Good stories can contain multiple meanings, so they're surprisingly economical in conveying complex ideas in graspable ways. And stories are more engaging than the recital of data points or a discussion of abstract ideas. Stories about professional mistakes and what leaders learned from them are another great avenue for learning. Because people identify so closely with stories, they can imagine how they would have acted in similar circumstances. They're able to work through situations in a way that's risk-free. There are extra benefits for leaders. With a simple personal story, they can convey fundamental values. They can offer insight into the evolution of their own experience and knowledge, presenting themselves as more approachable. And then they are more likely to inspire others to want to know more.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What does the passage say about storytelling? Question 20. What can good stories do to listeners according to the passage? Question 21. What can leaders do with a simple personal story? Passage 3. The US was founded by successive waves of immigrants, and immigrants are still contributing to America today. Statistics prove it. On two key measures of financial performance, immigrants outperform native-born Americans. First, they're more likely to be entrepreneurs. From 1996 to 2016, the pace at which immigrants started businesses was double that of US-born individuals. Immigrants aren't just becoming entrepreneurs more frequently, they're often succeeding. Over 40% of Fortune 500 companies had a founder who was either an immigrant or the child of one. Another key measure of financial strength is debt level. Immigrants do better in this area too. Immigrants use credit less often for purchasing cars, homes, or starting businesses. This results in significantly lower levels of debt than native-born Americans. For example, 34% of Americans born in Latin America report no credit card or installment loan debt. This can be compared to just 19% of the general population. Why are immigrants doing so well? The values and habits they bring from their own homelands help explain some of the success. Unemployment tends to be higher in developing countries. That means more people must become entrepreneurs. Credit is also scarcer in most developing countries. This means individuals must save more in order to achieve their goals. Or they borrow money from friends and family rather than a bank. That means less debt and potentially better credit outcomes when they reach the US.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. What does the passage say statistics prove? Question 23. What do we learn about immigrants in the U.S. compared with native-born Americans? Question 24. What does the passage say about immigrants in the U.S. in terms of financial strength? Question 25. What do immigrants do to achieve their goals in the U.S.?
That's the end of listening comprehension.